Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off. Prayer for God to be with us, written by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Jessica Finrukel. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1:23, New King James Version. I love to read the scriptures and hear them read by others aloud. The precious words bring peace to my heart and encourage my faith with its truth. In the midst of all the sights and sounds of this Christmas season and the extra busyness that this time of year brings into our already full lives, it is so easy to gloss over the powerful words found in this Bible verse. There are two significant things that we can see in this verse. First, we see a miracle. A virgin will bear a child. This incredible sentence shows just how much God truly loves us. He could have easily sent Jesus into this world as a warrior fighting for injustice, or as a powerful leader who would change the world with his government. Instead, he sent a precious little child to an unwed young mother into a poor community that was oppressed by the Roman government. None of this is at all how you and I may have planned for the Savior of the world to make his grand entrance. Yet God, in all his power, chose to send a little baby. Why? Because his plans are always better than ours. The second incredible thing that we see in this verse are these words. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. His very name, Emmanuel, has a promise for us. The meaning of his name is powerful in just those three words, God with us. Those words should bring comfort to us through their incredible clarity. God is with us. God is with you. God is with you at all times, in all circumstances, in all your highs and low moments. God is with you in all your tears and in all your joys. Jesus, the Savior of the world, came as an infant, grew to be a man, died on the cross for our sins, conquered death through his resurrection, and will one day return. So this promise, God is with you, covers every detail and every little nuance of your life. You can go into this Christmas season comforted with these words. You can begin a fresh new year clinging to this promise. God is with you through your todays, and he will be with you as you go into all of your tomorrows. God with us. This is the reason we can joyfully celebrate that baby born so long ago who came to change the world in his perfect way. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being with me in every moment of my life. Thank you that I never have to be alone because you, God, love me so much that you are here with me always. May each moment of my day be filled with that life-strengthening truth. I love you, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.